And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend. Not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, have you ever spent time searching for something specific? You look everywhere. Maybe you're looking for a car or a great deal on clothes or perhaps new tech like a computer or a phone. It's kind of like a search party. You're trying to figure out what's the best thing. Guess what? God is on a search party. That's right. Looking all over the earth for those who are fully committed to him, he wants to give them a gift. But only those who are fully committed to him will receive it. Ooh. Next, what is God without a Hollywood production? That's how the world often perceives him. Do you think that only this generation needs sparklers and rainbows and Skittles and stage lights and script and directors and a grand production? Let me help you understand that you're about 2,600 years behind the curve. Back in the Old Testament, when people expected God to act, they anticipated nothing short of a brilliant show, a brilliant light show. But sometimes the Lord just prefers simplicity. And finally, a proverb says, the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. The problem is that this proverb is that good intentions do matter to God, and that proverb isn't actually a true proverb. When David wanted to do something for the Lord out of the good heart and spirit, the Lord told him he couldn't do it because he wasn't the right man for the job. But God told him, you've done well in wanting to do it. When you want to do something right for God, it counts. And it counts in God's heart and mind. So remember, your inner core part of you, to God, it does matter.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Just so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio. Let me ask Jacob. Hey, Jacob?
David?
Is it professional radio?
No, it is not.
There you go. That's all you got to know. He has laid it out for you. There's nothing else to be said. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show right now. David@hemusincrease.org. That's David@hemusincrease.org. You can text us right now during the show. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Yeah, really. Right now. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
Aww. We should probably change that to a clap.
Right. Here, I got it real quick.
Wait, hold on. So, heading into the weekend.
Hey, there we go. That makes more sense.
Great job, buddy. Great job. Great on the
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So you guys don't know what a great job Jacob did yesterday. coordinating not just the music for Petra, but the interview and everything else. He did a phenomenal job. And we've only done a couple of live interviews, so it's still but because of Roslyn, I hear you, Roslyn. We're going to be doing some more interviews coming up.
All right, sounds good.
So everybody get ready for that. All right, so what's the deal? What do you mean, Dave? You got the email there, you got the text there, you got the phone number there. What's the deal? What's the dealios? Here's the dealios. Maybe you got a praise report, and you know the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and you're looking for an opportunity to share something cool that God has done in your life. Do it. Do it right here on this show. Dave, I'm nervous. We'll get you through it. All you got to do is tell what God did. You don't even have to say it well. God is the one that takes what's spoken and makes it be something. Nobody else does that. It's not how the preacher presents the gospel. It's how the Spirit touches a person's heart when they hear it. That's the diff. Get it? So maybe you got something you want to share? Share it. Just call us up. Send us a text. I mean, even on the website, you can just fill out a praise report. We'll read it for you. Because those blessed people, they encourage you, but they honor the Lord, and that's the key. Maybe you got a prayer request. We believe that prayer is a powerful, powerful weapon, tool, blessing, grace. Just start adding stuff to it because it's all of those things. It's only this. No, it's everything. It's the heartbeat of Christianity. And so we think, hey, let's pray about it. Let's bring it before the Lord. He is in control of everything, ultimately, so petitioning him seems like the wisest move. On top of that, maybe you've got something you just want to share, something that's going on. You know, maybe just something that's taking place. Maybe you've got a joke that's as bad as my jokes, although it'd be pretty hard to believe that they'd be as bad as my jokes. Maybe you got something else. We're gonna do jokes. We're going to do history. We're also going to do Bible trivia. You're thinking Bible trivia? Well, what's that like? Well, this is a whole different Bible trivia. A completely different new one again. Dave, I know. Keeps it fresh. All right, here you go. I'm going to read you a scripture, and then I'm going to give you three locations, and you need to tell me which location it is at. Okay? There you go. You should get this one, and if you don't get this one, I'm going to take my ball, and I'm going to go home. Okay, here we go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that in Genesis 1:21, John 3:16, or Matthew 2:21? Where is that scripture located? What is the actual biblical address? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you think you know the answer, you can, what? Call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's the questions. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is it Genesis 1:21, John 3:16, or Matthew 2:21? We have somebody on the line. Yes? Ready?
We have Joanne with a praise report.
A praise report? I bet she can get this trivia, too. I feel strongly about that. Send her on through. Send her on. Knock, knock. This is David. Is this Joanne?
Yeah. Hi, Dr. David. I was going to give somebody else a chance to answer that easy quiz question.
Yeah,
trivia.
That's all right. I'd rather you answer it because we got you on the line. So,
okay. I'd love to.
All right, let me set it up, and then we'll get a chance to hear your praise report, which is awesome.
Okay.
All right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that Genesis 1:21, John 3:16, or Matthew 2:21?
Awesome John 3:16 verse.
That is correct, Amanda! Often called in theological circles the gospel in a verse, which I kind of like. It's kind of a nice way to say
it. It is great. Well, and it kind of fits in with my praise testimony, Dr. Spoon. Oh. Thank you so much for giving me a moment to praise our glorious Lord.
Amen.
So some of y'all may remember that a couple weeks ago, I called in about my beloved, wonderful brother, Gene. I needed to take him to the emergency room, and he was indeed in a serious situation. terrible pain, double vision. And by God's great mercy, he is just doing great. I just dropped him back home. We went to see a specialist today that said that he can drive again, which is like, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because, yes. And that's and he's not in pain anymore. He is working. And this is the space of 2 weeks, Dr. Spoon. This is how gracious and glorious our Lord is. And the Lord uses these circumstances because we were in a big hospital, a crowded emergency room, and my brother brings these beautiful gospel tracks from a company called the God's Great Outdoors. God's Great Outdoors. So if anybody wants to look it up, it has incredible testimonies by famous like sports people who go fishing or hunting. So it's very user-friendly for people who like to read testimonies. So I watched Gene in action again today. I mean, almost everybody he would run into, he'd say, hey, can I give you this? It's about so-and-so and her story as a fisherwoman, or this story and about how Jesus helped him or her. He was so natural about it, and I just love it. He just keeps his pocket full of those tracks. So, you know, we have troubles in life, but wherever we are, and I think of, you know, your Easton Scott, we're praying for him. We pray for Aunt Deb's daughter-in-law, Molly's papa, who I'm sure is being a witness in the hospital. And, of course, dear Rosalind, her mama Angelina, who was in the hospital. You know, we all have those opportunities, even though we're uncomfortable or in pain, to spread the gospel. And I'll just share this real quick. When we were in the waiting area today with my brother waiting for the specialist, there was a nurse across the way from me. And I said to her, I recognized the big RN label on her outfit. And I said, you know, a couple of weeks ago when we were here in the emergency room and it was 4:30 a.m. and I was so exhausted, I just found a discreet corner of the emergency room floor to lie down on. And this sweet nurse came over to check on me. And I said, oh, thank you. I said, you know, I used to be a night nurse, so I know how hard you work. So thank you so much. And she gave me a pillow. I slept for about 20 minutes and I felt so refreshed. So, you know, we get to be salt and light and an encouragement in any situation. So isn't our God so glorious to
absolutely
be able to use phenomenal any circumstance in our lives?
Every time. I mean, what we don't know is that God can use us in at any moment, at any, I mean, it's just like, it's right in front of us. It's like the Lord can go, watch this, watch this, watch this. And every time you see something as simple as that, it's like, I'm tired, I'm going to sit down. It's like, oh, well, there's a, no, let me give you a pillow. Oh, I really appreciate it. You never know what will transpire. But the Lord knows every appointment because it's already in his book. It's just so
amen
cool. So cool.
We serve such an awesome, wonderful God. Well, thank you, Dr. David Spoon, praying for everybody to have a wonderful weekend and carry on. We love what you're sharing.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Great
bless
testimony.
You.
Great testimony. Great share. Excellent job. And good trivia
thank
answer.
You. Thank you, Dr. David. Right. It was fun. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
I love it. All right. So how do you not love stuff like that? Right? It's just cool. Of course it's cool. That's the kind of stuff that's cool. This is the kingdom stuff is cool. Dave, that's such a new word. Right. Okay. Let's do our DNA because we got to do DNA no matter what happens. Then we'll break and then we'll come back. D, which has been the theme for the last couple of days. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. I mean, draw in, and he will draw near to him. He will draw near to you. You want more of God? Press in. That's it. You want more of the Lord in your life? Make the commitment. It's not like he's sitting there going, well, I don't know. He's waiting. Draw near. Draw closer. Spend time with God. In any relationship, anywhere in the universe, the component of communication, of the listening and of the sharing and of the back and forth, that's what we're talking about. I mean, what do you think eternity is going to be? God's going to sit on a throne and never talk to people for all eternity and just send them out? It's like, what are you talking about? That's why he calls himself a father. Because he's with us, he's for us, and he wants to be close to us. I mean, just think about that imagery that he generated for us to understand himself. Created the family more so that you and I can understand who he is than anything else. Yes, I know there's bad parents, bad kids, bad this, but that's not God. That's all because of sin. See? Now, that's the thing. Draw closer to the Lord daily, every day that ends in Y. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. Never. I don't care. I don't care what the courts say. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what other churches say. You never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say, ever, because you're going to stand before God and nobody else when you're done. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So in every circumstance, if we would put a be ready attitude on, we would find out there's probably a lot more divine appointments sitting around us than we think. If we're ready and we're willing, the Lord will use us. Does that mean you have to preach like Billy Graham? Does that mean you have to witness perfectly? Like Eugene's a great witnesser. That's the brother for Joanne. That doesn't mean you got to do it that same way. You just got to be willing and let the Lord bring it out of you. And what we've heard before from Rosalind and from Joanne in the last month, it came out naturally the couple of times the Lord opened it up. Don't try and force anything. Just be available, be ready, be willing, and he will make you able, right? Because you don't want to be Cain. Get it? All right, we'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 8 through 9 says this. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. So I want to make sure you understand. We've talked about this before. You've heard some of my testimony. If you want to really get a better handle on my testimony, I'll shamelessly plug the Broken for His Glory book, which contains the testimony, but you can get it for free if you do it through Kindle. And then otherwise, it's like $7 or something. Oh, that's not very much. It's a kind of a fascinating journey on becoming saved and then going through bad churches or a bad church and then coming back into good church, right? That's not always easy to do. One of the big premises of the book and of my entire Christian journey is a passage like this, which says, he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. And in all their distress, he too was distressed. I think it's important for you and I to understand the level to which God has put himself or placed himself. He's not incomplete without us in the theological term that God can exist completely independently and doesn't need us, but he bears with us or connects to us in such a way that he feels with us. And so I think it's important for you and I to grasp that when Paul was on the road to Damascus, and then the Lord appears to him, right? And we've talked about this before, knocks him off his donkey and blinds him, okay? Now you just have to imagine you're on a donkey, bam-o, you're on the ground, okay? Okay, not on a comfy table or a comfy chair or a comfy bed, on the ground, and you're blind. So this is a real wake-up call. And then Jesus says to him, Saul, before he becomes Paul, why are you persecuting me? And what does Saul say? He says, who are you? Right? Because this is like, outer limits stuff right here. And then Jesus goes, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. But the irony behind that is that Jesus made the identification with the church because Saul was persecuting the church. But Jesus goes, I'm the one you're persecuting. Now see how he connects himself to the people. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Don't forget to pray for Don, who owns the station, Jennifer, who runs the station, Jacob, who's running the show and running the board. You got to be praying for these people because there's spiritual warfare all around. Okay, thank you. Here is your next trivia question, by the way. Again, following this newer pattern. You got to like this. Newer pattern right here. I'm going to read a scripture and give you three biblical addresses. Okay? You're going to have to decide which one is the correct address. This one, my friends, will be a little tougher. Not entirely tougher, just a little tougher. Okay? From which floor was the young man who slept? Oh, I guess this is really not that same kind of question. Okay, but let me go back. Let me reset the question. I did a wrong question, wrong setup. This is back to the normal you pick between the three. From which floor was the young man who slept during Paul's preaching? Which floor did he fall from? Okay, so the guy is listening to Paul. Paul's preaching, and for those that don't know, the scripture says he spoke on and on. That's not a compliment. And so then the kid falls and dies, and then Paul prays for him and he resurrects. Did he fall from the seventh floor, the second floor, or the third floor? Acts chapter 20, verse 9. So now that I messed that up entirely, I did mess that up entirely. I just want to point that out. Now that I've done that and done such a good job messing it up, I want to do it again, so I want to make sure. From which floor did the young man who was sleeping during Paul's preaching, which floor did he fall from? Was it the seventh floor, the second floor, or the third floor? This is Acts chapter 20, verse 9. It's important to recognize, and again, I'll say this, and I will defend this until the day I meet the Lord face to face. Paul was preaching on, and then it says that he preached even more. Well, this kid was listening to Paul and then fell asleep. He fell asleep. Talk about falling asleep during the preacher while he's preaching, and then down he goes. Gravity does its job. Now, the good news is that the Lord was gracious and the kid was raised from the dead, but don't tell me preaching doesn't kill people. See how that worked? See how I did that? Ha! That's funny. All right, there's your question. From which floor did the young man who slept during Paul's preaching, which floor did he fall from? Seventh floor, second floor, or third floor? That's the question. Acts 20, verse 9, is your reference point. We're going to get to the caller in just a second. I just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. A week from Monday, so this, you got 1 week to go after today, it will be our five-year anniversary. And I am praying about a testimonial share or something different. So we'll see. I have not yet quite figured it out because I am not that smart. But I will figure it out by the time we get there. So be praying for me just to have the wisdom. All right. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
213-114-7899.
Wait, it's my little brother! Yay!
That's the right trivia answer.
Say that answer again. You said 213? What's that? So funny. All right, I'm going to give it to you. You got to answer so people can catch it. Hello. Here we go. From which floor was the young man who slept during Paul's preaching? What floor did he fall from? Seventh, second, or third?
Well, I'm at the traffic light, and there are only three lights.
That is correct. Red, yellow, I know!
Green, so there are three. Third floor.
Red from the third floor, although I just, you know, it's still a long fall, right? I mean, it was long enough to kill him. I mean, I'm just saying. But, you know, that's what happens when you preach too long. That's all I'm going to say there. Just leave it there.
Well, according to law of probability, if he fell from the second floor, there's a good chance that he would survive. But on the third floor, there's a less chances to survive. And on the seventh, you are doomed.
That's a good line right there. How are you, my brother? How did that go with the dentist, by the way?
It was good, but I still have to decide because it's almost like a $5,000 I need come up.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of money. You got to come up with something. That's big.
Well, yeah, so I have not decided yet. So
guys, you need wisdom there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they already pulled out my wisdom tooth, so I don't have a wisdom. So what am I going to do now?
See, now you got to hang out with the Lord more, since he, if you need wisdom, he'll give it to you. He's just not giving it to you in teeth. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm praying that he will supernaturally rebirth those tooth.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one. Well, let's pray. Let's pray the Lord will give you wisdom and give you a challenge of faith. How about that?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. Lift up our brother. We love Samson. We ask you to bless him and encourage him. Lord, it's a lot of money, and a lot of money to do something that needs to be done, but he's not in a position to get it done. So, Lord, either heal him and just let it be an outright miracle, which we believe absolutely you can do. There's no if, ands, or buts. You can absolutely do that. If you decide, or if you, Lord, have chosen for him to go a different direction, make the provision for him so he doesn't have to stress out. Make the provision so that he can get it accomplished without the strain and the power of frustration. And help him out. He needs help, and just ask you to encourage him and give him that spark of faith to believe that you will help him in every way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I think I give you the wrong number. I felt like he gave me two options. One is $7,000. It's like a more advanced procedure. The other one is a little old-fashioned, which is closer to $4,000. So
okay.
Wow. I need to pray a lot.
Yeah, you need the wisdom of the Lord.
Yesterday, I was listening to Brother Gary, and I was praying. I felt like in my spirit that God, I felt like the Lord is removing the stone, whatever he is going through. So that his pathway is going to be cleared. He's removing that stone. So that's what I felt. So I just want to share with you that Gary could know that God is there.
Appreciate
to remove that stone for him.
That's good. Appreciate that, brother.
All right. Thank you, brother, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. We're going to go into, we still got some time. I want to use the time real quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. What? The Lord is looking. Everybody thinks God's up there just going. Okay, listen. The Lord is looking. Listen to this. Throughout the earth. That's a super cool way to say from top to bottom. Ranging throughout the entire earth, everywhere on earth, he's looking. Looking to do what? To give a gift. Would you like a gift from God? I know I would. What kind of gift? A gift of strengthening those. Strengthening. You know what? I need that gift. I need that strengthening from the Lord. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those. Who was he going to give that gift to? Whose hearts are fully committed to him. So there's a position that we have in order to receive this incredible, incredible blessing. God is on a search party looking all over the earth for those who are fully committed to him so he can give them a gift. But it's only for those who are fully committed to them, fully committed to him, whose hearts are fully committed to him, which means you can't be an 80% Christian. You can't be a 50% Christian. You can't even be a 90% Christian. You got to be in all the way. And so here's an amazing question, challenging question. God is looking all over the earth. Do we want him to look at us? Or do we know we're coming in short? Or do we believe we're all the way in? Trying to get there. And even if we're not the best of the best of the best, we have a desire to be fully in. Remember, God sees that. God wants to pour out a gift of strengthening. but he wants the people whose hearts are fully devoted to him. Wait, not fully devoted to themselves. Fully devoted to him. And he's just waiting to pour out that gift. That's kind of cool. Come on. All right, you take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Your break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder. See? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Now, on this trivia question, see, I'll get it right at some point. It's only been, you know, I've only done 2,500 shows. You would think at some point, Dave, you know, you'd figure it out. Not really.
Well, it's only been almost 5 years. It's not
yeah,
that long.
You would just think at some point. Anyway, okay. This trivia question, I'm going to read a scripture, and then I'm going to give three addresses. You're going to have to determine which address is associated to the scripture, okay? It's a little tougher on this one. The one after this won't be as tough, but this is a little tougher. Here we go. So let me read the scripture, and then I'll give the three addresses, and we'll go from there. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, who lift up from the gates of death. Is that Psalm 9:13, 2 Samuel 14:2, or 1 Samuel 14:2? Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble for those who hate me, you who lift me up from the gates of death. In other words, you lift me up from the gates of death, Lord. Consider my trouble. Have mercy on me from these people that hate me Psalm 9:13, 2 Samuel 14:2, 1 Samuel 14:2. Check the references. Which one is it? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. And now I'm going to send you up to the website. On the website, there's a place to put a praise report, prayer request. So you got both of those, right? There is the information on the revised book. If you want to get a book but you can't afford it, tell me and we will get you one either electronically or by print for free because we don't care. We just want people to know it. Additionally, there's a place to give and we encourage you to do that if the ministry blesses you. Our scripture for today, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org!
Yes. Now that I've heard that, I think it's a foul sound. Ah, get it? It's a foul sound. All right, just leave that there. Here's the trivia question. Okay. Hey, I do my best. Here's the scripture. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, you who lift me up from the gates of death. Is that Psalm 9:13? Is that 2 Samuel 14:2? Or is that 1 Samuel 14:2? If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Somebody is, in fact, on the line, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, Dr. David. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, you ready for this? I just know.
Oh, okay.
I know you're going to get this. I'm gonna wager. Oh, I don't have anything in my pockets to wager. I'm going to wager you're going to get this. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. All right, here it is. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me, you who lift me up from the gates of death. Praise the Lord. Is that Psalm 9:13, 2 Samuel 14:2, or 1 Samuel 14:2?
I think it's Psalm 9:13.
That is correct, Amanda! And that's actually kind of sneaky because you got the 2 Samuel 14:2, 1 Samuel 14:2, and people will go, oh, well, I've taken tests before. I think that there's something sneaky going on there. It's like, nope, got to check the reference. Excellent job. Way to pick that apart. That was a good one.
Yeah, I just figured that it was Psalms because of David. You know, I knew it was him talking, so.
Yep, and that's the way he does it, too, and that's the way he cried out. So that was an excellent job. That just shows you're 100% on your game. Very good.
All right, well, y'all have a very good weekend.
All right, thank you. God bless ya.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phenomenal. Always phenomenal. We're having just great calls today. Having fun. I'm going to hold off on the history, do it next segment, because I want to get into this teaching. Listen to this teaching. Now, just listen. This is really important for your Christian walk, okay? All right, and it's titled, this DDDDD, right? DDDDD is called What's God Without a Hollywood Production? Now, you think, well, just slow down. 2 Kings 5:19 through 13. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. Then Elisha sent him a messenger who said, go wash 7 times in the Jordan and your flesh will be restored to you and you will be clean. But Naaman got angry and left, saying, I was telling myself he will surely come out and stand and call on the name of Yahweh, the name of the Lord his God, and will wave his hand over the spot and cure the skin disease. Aren't Abana and Phapur, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and left in a rage. But his servants approached him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? Well, how much more should you do it when he tells you, go wash and be cleaned?" You see, here's the thing. Naaman was a powerful soldier. Make no weird thing about it. Very powerful. Comes to the prophet's house because he's been told this guy can get help you get rid of your skin disease, your leprosy. He waits for Elijah. Okay? He's hanging out for Elijah. You're not supposed to keep this guy waiting. Then Elijah doesn't even see him. He sends a messenger. Okay? Then he says, go take a bath. Go wash in Israel's water. He left mad, listen to what I'm going to tell you, because it wasn't a big enough production. It wasn't grandiose enough. It wasn't the splitting of the Red Sea. There were no trumpets behind it. There was no lighting. There was no director. There was nothing going on. It wasn't marketed. It wasn't. That's the problem. Is that we continue to think that when God is going to do something, we assume that the earth will stop. But the Lord can do it any way he wants to do it. And there are times in your life and in mine where when the Lord does something, answering prayer, delivering us, giving us grace in a situation, getting us out of a circumstance, moving us away from something that's dangerous, whatever the case may be, he does it in a simple, easy manner. And here's Naaman going, well, it's got to be a bigger production than this. I mean, my trouble is a bigger production than this. Right. But for God, God can do it easy. And we I don't want to say that we're, okay, we're a little bit entertainment junkies in the sense that we want to see a little bit of a show. We want to see some stars shooting off. We want to have at least an angel go, doo, 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 you know, something. But that's not what the Lord is required to do, and that's not how God has to answer the prayers, and that's not how God has to change a circumstance or a situation. It can be something super easy. It could be as easy as just going to another spot on something and then the Lord goes, there, that's better. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's better. Don't make it complex and don't expect God to make it complex. If you have a petition and you're seeking the Lord and you know he has your best interests in mind, don't sit there and assume, and you already know from The Odd Couple what that means, don't assume that you have to have some big production. Remember, when Elijah was listening for the Lord, it wasn't until the still small voice came that it was the Lord. And there was all those other things, the fire, the earthquake, the wind, all that stuff. And it was the still small voice of the Lord. Sometimes, I'm just going to say it this straightforward, sometimes the Lord just does it simple. And that's totally cool. As long as he does it, it don't matter. Get it? All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
And God's just like, there's no room there. It's like, well, no. I can... You know, not vote for either kingdom. Well, let me get this straight. You're not voting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, you're also trying to be a supporter of the kingdom of darkness? How's that work? That doesn't work. And in lieu of that, you know, I had a discussion with my son. We were talking about preparation and being ready because you never know when the Lord – you don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. You don't know at that moment where God's going to go, ding dong, time's up. And I said, you always got to be ready. He said, well, you can't always be ready. It's like, no, you always got to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Be ready. Always be ready, for you do not know the day that the Lord will come. And that's not just from an eschatological point of view for life. That's for you individually. You got to be ready and watchful and aware because this is kingdom stuff. And there's a kingdom being built glorify God, and there's all the opposing kingdoms. And it's a pretty straightforward question. Which kingdom are you trying to support? That's the question. And if you say, well, I'm not supporting any kingdom, then you are opposed to the kingdom of God. Because you're either helping advance his kingdom or you're in opposition. And that's where Jesus split the line. And you think, well, that doesn't seem fair. We have a great word around this show that we like to use every once in a while, but with tons of love. Tough. It's like, it's not whether you think it's fair or not. You know, well, I don't think God, a God of love, would do it this way or this way. Too bad what you think. You're not God. That's not up to you. Well, that's just what the Bible says. So let me get this straight. So you believe that God can create the universe, but he can't write a book? Boy, that argument's going to get lost every single time. So my whole point in bringing this up is it's not a contradiction at all. You're either for in Luke 9, 49 and 50. You're either for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to make declaration for the truth of God, or you're against the kingdom, whether you are verbally, physically against it, or whether you are verbally and physically doing nothing. There is no neutral. You're either a kingdom advancer or you're against the kingdom. And what's really hard, are you ready for your noodle to get baked here? Is the decisions that we make advance kingdoms. Do we consider our decisions before we make these decisions? Do we consider what kingdom we're impacting? Wow. Isn't that tough?
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where the show is almost over again. Get ready for your trivia question. Again, this style. I do like this style. I read the scripture, and then I give you three addresses on where the scripture can be, and then you tell me which one of those is correct. Here is the scripture. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Is that John 3:6, Philippians 2:10, or Acts 3:8. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Is that John 3:6. Well, that was my mistake. John 3:6, Philippians 2:10, or Acts 3:8. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do history.
Let's go live big in the past.
All right, today is National Proofreading Day, which when you do a master's or a doctorate, you should really do.
That's what I'm going to say. One of my first assignments was like really brilliant material, but I needed some periods and stuff. That's all I'm going to say. Unfortunately, I got to make it up through the rest of the class.
Yep, that happened in school where you write something, you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
And then you get it back, you're like, that wasn't great.
That was not great. Today is National Peanut Cluster Day, which is like totally. I mean, if it's peanut oriented, I'm there. I just like peanuts. I don't care. Like, this is like peanut clusters, yes. Peanut butter, yes. Peanut ice cream, yes.
That's what I've learned. Anything peanuts,
yeah,
you like.
I like them. That's how it goes. All right. Additionally, now, I think we mentioned this yesterday. I don't know if it was yesterday or not, but it was a Fun Facts About Names Day. Did we do that?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what I don't think I said this. There's one fun fact I did not bring up from yesterday's, I'm bringing up from yesterday's. Do you know how many number of people with names that have a rhyme? Do you know how many number of names? There's over 60,000. Isn't that weird?
What do you mean, like, names that rhyme?
You know, like, right, like David Spavid or something like that. You know, Jacob,
like the first and last name rhyme?
Yeah. Oh, it's, no, that's rhyming somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in there. Spoon. Balloon. Goon. Buffoon. You know, there's a lot.
Is anything wrong with Jacob?
Rakeb. I don't know.
Okay, that'll work.
Jacob. Jacob. So I'm working on it. On this day, for those that don't know, 1936, the first stock car race was held in Daytona Beach, Florida. Also on this day, 1952, the first use of an artificial heart on a human. That person stayed alive for about 80 minutes. It was experimental, so that's what's going on there. And then 1972 was the first flight of the Goodyear blimp. So that's kind of fascinating. 72, there you go. All right. Okie dokie, our trivia question for those that do not know. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Is that John 3:6, Philippians 2:10, or Acts 3:8? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That would be the number to call. Time is limited if you're going to call. 214-210-8483 if you're going to text, and then david@hemustincrease.org is, in fact, the email. Here is something I want to share. So, you guys know there's many human proverbs, not biblical ones. There's proverbs all over the place, okay? But the biblical ones are true. The human ones are interesting, and sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're wrong. So I want to make sure you understand that wanting our hearts to be right also counts in the heart and mind of God. So you'll have a proverb like, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Yes, but good intentions matter to God. And to just make that statement without any kind of, you know, wisdom behind it, it's dangerous. So listen to 1 Kings 8:17 through 19. It was in the desire of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father, since it was your desire to build a temple for my name, you have done well to have this desire. Yet you are not the one to build it. Instead, your son, your offspring, will build it for my name. Okay? David wanted to build a temple for God. That is a good intent, but God said no. That is the direct answer. The Lord said, your son will build it. Like, okay. And people are like, well, why did that take place? Many people believe, and it is referenced one time, that it was because David was such a man of war and so much blood on his hands that that was not who God wanted to actually build the temple. That's one of the reasons why. But what I really want to focus on is God telling him, you have done well, listen, to have this desire. God told David, I know you want it. I know you want to do it right. I know you want to do it for me, and I know you want to honor me. And I want you to know, David, that's good. Your son's going to build it. You're not going to do it. But I see what's in your heart. I see what that motive is. I see what's genuine there. I see what's true. And the Lord told him, you've done well. That's a good thing. So when you hear me say that you know, when you're struggling against something, tell the Lord where you're really at. Tell him how you really feel. Say to him, you know what? I'm doing pretty good here, but in this area I'm really struggling and I really need help. That desire to express that you want to get it right with God, he sees that. And that is a good thing for him to communicate to you, that he sees it. And why I'm telling you that is because most of the time, most of the things that we deal with, some of the guilt, the false feeling of guilt comes in because we want to do it right, but we're not exactly doing it right. And then we get stuck in that limbo, and then Satan comes in and drops in an accusation, or we just sit there and start beating up ourselves when we're not aware that God is aware we're trying to do it right. If anybody knows where your heart's at, it is the Lord. And he knows you want to get it straight and do it right. So what I'm trying to tell you is the core of your heart does matter. Now, a good heart is not the plan of salvation, because Jesus is the plan of salvation. And if somebody rejects it, they reject it. If you acknowledge it, surrender to it, submit to it, accept it, which people have a problem with the phrase accept it. It's used 30 different times in 30 different ways in the New Testament. A little bit of study might be a good idea, but the idea behind this is it's Jesus. That's the plan of salvation. But I'm telling you, as a Christian, where you're at on your inside matters. And whenever I struggle with anything, I tell the Lord, oh, I don't get this. Or of late, I've noticed that my patience level is super bad in the book thing. It's really bad. I'm just telling you. And I tell him, I'm trying, but you know, I'm losing. And then I tell God the same jokes I tell you, in case you're wondering. But I just say, I'm not a doctor. That's what I tell him. That's right. I say it to God. I know he thinks it's funny. You don't have to tell me. Yes, he's heard it before. That's not the point, is it? What's inside matters. All right, we're going to answer the trivia question so that Jacob doesn't have to get the pink ping pong ball, but let's just reiterate. What's inside of you? Your heart, where you're at with the Lord, that matters. Okay, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Is that John 3:6, Philippians 2:10, or Acts 3:8? And the answer is John 3:6. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, that which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.